The headline at WBRZ reads, investigative unit. Children allege LPSO, that would be Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office deputy, molested them. Doctor agrees, but nothing was done. Man heading up this investigation is WBRZ's chief investigator, Chris Nakamoto. He joins us now. Chris, welcome back, man. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well as well. Okay, give me the details. How did this play out and how did it, well, first of all, how did it get to y'all and what have y'all found through your investigation?
So this certainly is a confounding situation when you look at how something like this could transpire. These allegations are from 2018 when two girls who were aged 5 and 8 years old told their mother that their father had been molesting them. She immediately takes them to a doctor. The doctor in New Orleans, a children's hospital, diagnoses them with child sexual abuse after a thorough evaluation. They were also evaluated by the Children's Advocacy Center, which also came to the same conclusion. DCFS gets involved back then, but of course, anything involving juveniles is all secret. What happens between that time and now is custody gets revoked. There was a bitter divorce, and then ultimately, the dad is getting custody again. He is a current Livingston Parish Sheriff's deputy. We reached out to the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office to find out, you know, whether any discipline happened, what's going on with it now. And we were told by Sheriff Jason Ard that there is no criminal investigation and there are no pending criminal charges. The daughters of this woman who did the interview with us say that, you know, they're obviously full of mental anguish. They don't want to go back and be with their dad. And, of course, there's a lot of questions as to how an allegation like this could be made. It could be verified by a medical diagnosis. And, you know, ultimately, a blind eye is turned to it and nothing happens.
And there's no explanation as to the why nothing happens. I mean, that's, to me, that's the, you know, as heinous as the alleged crime is, the zero follow-up is just confounding. I don't understand it.
It makes absolutely no sense. And what makes it even more egregious is the fact that when you go to ask questions about it, nobody wants to answer questions. And, of course, the mom is begging for answers. She was at her wit's end because she feels like she was failed by DCFS. She feels like she was failed by the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. She felt like she had nowhere else to turn. So that's why she came to us to tell her story. And so we ultimately start asking questions, and we can't get anywhere either because they're cloaking this under, oh, it's a juvenile matter. We went to the courthouse. All the files pertaining to this case, they're all filed under seal because of the juveniles. And then when you ask other people about it as well, they say, oh, we can't talk about it because the court hearings were all sealed as well because it involved a juvenile matter.
We're talking with WBRZ's chief investigator, Chris Nakamoto, about this new story out of Livingston Parish. Chris, sadly, this is not the first story out of Livingston Parish involving child sexual abuse. And really, it's getting to be just a growing problem when you look at the number of stories stacking up here.
Yeah, it's getting to be a little long of the tooth, as they would say.
Yeah.
We had Denny Perkins in 2019, where the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office was forewarned by a Baton Rouge police officer about what he believed was going on. His stepdaughter had gone and spent the night at his house and alleged that something inappropriate happened. So he had a meeting with Sheriff Jason Ard before any of these allegations broke. It was brushed off. And, of course, Jason Ard said, if you don't write it down, it didn't happen. That's what he told us during a news conference at that time. And so, you know, this is all unfolding at the same time. And so the mom firmly believes that when the mess broke with Denny Perkins, the last thing Jason Ard needed was another deputy who was accused of child sexual abuse. And so she believes that's why her case was basically, you know, swept under the rug and put on the back burner. We also have another case involving a guy by the name of John Mack. He's due to come up for trial next week, I believe, or sometime this month. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those complaints went on for 10 years. And the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office did nothing. It was so concerning that state police, lawmakers, and the FBI all got involved. And then finally, he was arrested. So when you look at this pattern that's happening, it certainly is concerning. But if it's not a coincidence, you'd almost think that this is just standard operating procedure over there.
Chris Nakamoto, our guest, talking about this most recent case out of Livingston Parish involving a deputy who's accused of molesting two little girls, his two little girls, at that. To be clear, though, Chris, John Mack was not an employee of the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. However, he did have a hook.
That is correct. He was not a Livingston Parish Sheriff's deputy by any means.
Right.
And so,
but related to an elected official, if I remember that story right?
That's right. That's right. And, of course, that elected official says he hadn't had any sort of contact with him in 10 years. I'm certainly not trying to drag that elected official into this mess because there's no evidence that he knew of any of that situation. But it certainly raises questions when you have a last name like that. And the fact that, you know, there's another allegation out there that this is happening and nothing occurs. Why are these blind eyes being turned to serious allegations of child sexual abuse?
We'll talk with Chris Nakamoto for a couple more minutes. Okay, before we get to the next steps part of this, Chris, I want to ask about the doctor involved here because, you know, there in Livingston Parish, it would make sense that, you know, you're right here. Why not go into Baton Rouge? But going to New Orleans brings a level of expertise and specialization to the story that I don't think can be matched here. Tell me about the doctor and the trip down to New Orleans.
So her name is Dr. Neha Mehta. She specializes in child sexual abuse. I mean, that is her specialty when we looked her up. And her name is on all the bottom of the medical report. She initialed all of them. She signed them. That was her diagnosis. She evaluated the girls. And so this wasn't some sort of situation where it was just an allegation that was being made by the mother. These girls were evaluated by trained, not only medical professionals, but also trained therapists and counselors at the Children's Advocacy Center that all basically came to the same conclusion that they were sexually abused. And the ramifications are huge for these girls who are now 8 and 12. And so, I mean, they're dealing with all sorts of mental issues. They're on medicine because of what had occurred to them. And so when you think about just the longstanding impacts that this has had and nothing has happened, they certainly don't want to continue going back to be with their dad. And no one seems to be able to intervene or do anything about it. And it's just really, really shocking and scary when you think about this happening in 2023 in a parish that has had a history of problems before.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with WBRZ's chief investigator, Chris Nakamoto, about the story out of Livingston Parish. Okay, let's talk next steps, and I'm going to do this twofold. The law enforcement end and the parenting end as well. Recourse for this mother, if nothing has happened on the law enforcement end, how could she have recourse to keep her daughters away from her ex?
Right now she has no recourse. That's why she turned to us, because she said enough is enough. Like, I'm sick of being at my wit's end and no one will listen. Like, my daughters, I mean, she has sole custody of her daughters, and so she sees the pain they're going through. They obviously don't want to go back with their dad. And so, you know, she's got this court order that basically spells out the fact that he's to have visitation still. And so the doctor clearly said in those medical reports there should be no unsupervised visits. There shouldn't be any situation where dad should be assisting with bathing, wiping, et cetera. And so, you know, she can't control any of that when they're with him. And the fact that, you know, this has just basically been swept under the rug is why she feels like, you know, she has nowhere else to turn. That's why she had to tell her story. And I'm sure it was uncomfortable for her, but the feedback has just been enormous. My phone was ringing off the hook after it. And numerous people from within law enforcement and Livingston Parish just can't believe that this has happened again.
The nature of my question was, is the doctor's recommendation enough there? So clearly the answer to that question is no. Chris, got you for about two more minutes, and I want to try and squeeze two more questions into that. From a law enforcement end, is there a way to look at the other two recent stories or stories in recent years to kind of project where this one is headed?
I would certainly think an outside entity that has no connection to the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office should come in and take a look at it. Even the DCFS office out in that area, I mean, there have been issues with DCFS out there as well. The John Mack case had been reported for 10 years and DCFS did nothing. The situation involving Denny Perkins, same thing. This case, same thing. And so we're talking about these same agencies who've repeatedly failed people, and we're expecting them to do the right thing now. we need to have an outside look, take a look at this, and actually have a thorough evaluation to see what actually transpired and why this is happening. We did ask the attorney who is representing this deputy whether or not the doctor's diagnosis would be would DCFS be able to overturn the doctor's diagnosis? And that lawyer said no, like the doctor's diagnosis stands. And so if the doctor's diagnosis stands, it raises questions about what the judge knew, what information she had, whether the detective who was forwarded these reports even testified, and whether or not DCFS had all the information at the time that this happened. Because certainly if you have this information from a medical record, it would raise questions as to whether or not, you know, you're going to allow custody to go back and be with this person who is an alleged perpetrator.
We will be tuned in to find out what's next. He is WBRZ's chief investigator, Chris Nakamoto. Chris, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thanks for having me.